Good evening, I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. Dozens of students were arrested at the Fashion Institute of Technology in the Chelsea section of Manhattan on Tuesday. The arrest began 10 minutes after the students, who had erected a number of tents on West 27th Street, were told they would face trespassing charges. It was the third time in a week the students had defied FIT's head, Joyce Brown, who said arrested students would be suspended. The incident comes after House Republicans introduced their own bill that would bar anyone arrested at a Gaza protest from entering any college campus for 6 months. Protests have spread across the nation and around the world as Israel has threatened a new invasion of the Gaza Strip at a town known as Rafah. Meanwhile, Senator Lindsey Graham questioned Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin about reports the U.S. is holding back a shipment of 2,000-pound bombs from Israel.
Israel's been hit in the last few weeks by Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas, dedicated to their destruction. And you're telling me you're going to tell them how to fight the war?
The U.S. and Israel, although close partners, have had a falling out over plans to invade Rafah, where 1.5 million Palestinians are trapped. And in national news, also on Capitol Hill, New York City Schools Chancellor David Banks was on the hot seat at the House Education Committee. He was asked about an alleged anti-Semitic incident at a Queens high school, his alma mater, and whether the principal had been fired. The questioner was Elise Stefanik, who started the witch hunt against university heads last month.
Hillcrest?
I never said I fired the principal, Phil. You check the record. I never said that.
I will check the record.
I said that we removed
the principal. Mr. Banks,
I never said I fired the principal.
She said, has he been fired? You said yes, and then we moved on.
I did not say that.
You did?
Well,
you said he was removed.
I would beg to differ on that.
We now know, though, that he is still employed by the Department of Education.
He's no longer at the school.
Meanwhile, the family and supporters of Wynn Rosario, a 19-year-old who was killed in his own home on March 27th after cops were called. The body cam footage was released last week.
No! Put it down! Put it down!
The Rosario family is from Bangladesh. Wynn's mother is Norman Eva Costa.
These police were grown men with guns. They did not have to kill my child. I tried to protect my son. I begged the police not to shoot, but the police still killed him.
The first elected city council person from Bangladesh is Shahana Hani.
And let me be very clear. This is Mayor Adams's NYPD. Yes. To learn the dehumanizing details of what these officers and how the NYPD treated this family after they murdered Wynn, it's unconscionable. Unconscionable. Wynn's murder is just another example of why the police should not be the default responders.
Wynn's brother, Ucho Rosario, says the city and the cops are in it together.
They didn't seem worried about us at all. They were worried about covering up what they just did. And they were worried about how they're gonna cover it up.
The video shows Rosario picking up scissors and then putting them down as the police become agitated. They tase him several times and nearly shoot his mother and brother before they shoot Wynn repeatedly. The issue of whether he had scissors in his hand when the cops fired sparked a counter-protester to disrupt a news conference from the point of view of the police.
The video shows that Wynn Rosario was unarmed at the moment that he was tased.
The disturbance was from an unnamed person who kept saying he had scissors in his hand, he had scissors in his hand. Donna Lieberman is with the New York Civil Liberties Union.
When our family, friends, and neighbors are experiencing a mental health crisis, they deserve a response from mental health professionals, not being killed by the NYPD.
Paul D'Arienzo, New York.